Welcome back, and thank you for joining me on my Stained Glass Spirituality Fun Fest, my soul journey. Wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. The world is changing. Why don't you? Today, let's talk about going from surviving to thriving. Establishing and maintaining meaningful relationships are essential elements for our mental, emotional, and physical health. We are social beings who thrive when we are in genuine connections with others. Genuine connection means that you maintain a sense of self and allow the other person the same dignity. Two halves do not make a whole, and no is a complete sentence. The setting of appropriate boundaries is a crucial component of all healthy relationships. Be it a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a spouse, a lover, a friend, a colleague, or a child. Boundaries are what ensure both parties have a self. It's easy to forget that no in and of itself is indeed a boundary with no explanation necessary. So you mean I don't have to explain myself, you may ask? Nope. Societal messages often shame and guilt us into saying yes when we mean no, teaching us to focus on and take care of others rather than ourselves. But learning to say no is a critical part of healthy emotional development, and children as young as two start to say no as they begin differentiating themselves from their parents. Well, what the hell is a boundary, you ask? A boundary is a border or limit that is permeable and flexible. In relationships, it is a conscious, it's an invisible structure or an energy field that can be emotional, physical, and or sexual. Boundaries give us a way to embody our sense of who we are. A healthy boundary has tensile strength and allows a flow of energy. Your heart is visible, allowing the other to see it. They cannot, however, reach in and grab it without your permission. It's often necessary to communicate a boundary verbally so others determine who you are and what you need. A boundary provides a safe space to experience your sensitivity and vulnerability without shutting down your feelings. Shutting down is an example of putting up a wall, and a wall is impenetrable. It protects you, but at a great cost, disconnection, and loneliness. How do you know the difference between a boundary and a threat? Yes, you, yourself, are responsible for setting and enforcing a boundary. You know the saying BFF? Best friends forever? Well, F-O-F, jackassanovas. Fuck off forever, jackassanovas. Being responsible for setting and enforcing boundaries, it includes monitoring your own motives. The motive for having and setting a boundary must be self-care, and it must be something you're willing to follow through with. Threats are just attempts to control and manipulate another to get what you want, and it'll thereby disrupt the relationship and cause more problems and pain, unnecessary pain. Your word will no longer be trusted. Their word will no longer be trusted. Ultimatums can be the last resort boundary if you are willing to do what you say you're going to do. FOF jackassanovas, fuck off forever. Innocent crack whores and selfish, evil, fucked up losers, am I? No, thank you. No, thank you. I love me more. And to set up a boundary, it's just the awareness and the acknowledgement of your own needs. The willingness to believe that you are worthy and taking care of yourself. Awareness and respect for others' boundaries and trusted people to support you, and the actual words to be effectively communicate your boundary. No, thank you. If you wait until you fully possess all of these, you'll probably never start. And sometimes you need to act your way into a new thinking and feeling rather than trying to think and feel differently before you do something different. Ask for help, then take the plunge. Because a relationship sinks when there are too many passengers on board. When beginning to set your boundaries, you may be at risk to be perceived as the bad guy, that it was your fault or you're unloving. You were supposed to love me unconditionally, woo-hoo. Guilt can accompany this role as well. And this can be a withdrawal symptom of a pattern of putting others' needs ahead of your own. Telling yourself that you're selfish. When setting a boundary is self-care, it is not selfish. Surviving to thriving and tolerating the bad guy role and the feelings associated with it is a necessity. Get support. Remember, I keep saying this, the airplane safety instructions to secure your oxygen mask first, then assist your child or accompanying person. Stop playing wicked games and set a boundary. The former formula for a boundary is to tell the specific person how their behavior impacts you. And when you say or do this, be specific. I feel when you do this, when you yell at me, when you lie to me, when you cause me any pain, I feel angry, fearful, and sad. And if you continue to do or say a specific behavior, I will take an action to take care of myself. If you continue to yell at me, I'll go in the other room until you calm down and we can talk this out. Keep lying to me or abusing me or using me and lying to me and in any way causing me pain, I will go into the other room or kick your ass out of my life forever until you can calm down, be an adult, and we can talk quietly. I tried. And a feeling is not a I feel like or I feel that. Because these are thoughts, not feelings. With a feeling, you say, I feel angry, I feel sad, hurt, etc. Use your smart boundaries. Smart starts with S, so be specific. I am going to leave you. I am going to go to the other room. I'm going to leave the country. Be measurable, M. I am going to the other room for an hour and I'll check back in with you. That's time. If you don't do this by then, whatever. Be attainable because the action is possible if you are willing to follow through with it. Set your intentions and do something that can be done for sure. Make your goal be attainable. If you never want to see them again, don't ever see them again. And be realistic. And can you do exactly what you say? Sure as hell you can. Whatever you dream, you can be. And be timely because the boundary set is as close to the event as possible. Say you want to get a job in a specific career or you want to complete something at a specific time frame. Set a specific time frame and make yourself do the work. And number one, always take care of you. Going from surviving to thriving, take care of you. I love you. You love you. You are so amazing. Thank you, universe, God, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoy one moment at a time. From the bottom of my heart, you guys, thank you for listening. I love you. Mwah. Thank you. Until we meet again.